Welcome to this week's episode of the Energy Central Power Perspectives Podcast. In the Energy Central community, July is all about customer care and everything that means and encompasses for the utility industry. In that light, we're excited to once again bring to the podcast some leading voices in the power sector with a compelling story to tell, one that describes the unique relationship between a wholesale power agency and its member utilities. So, we're looking at the customer experience not through the lens of the end consumer and its utility, but the relationship between the power producer and the local utility. I, for one, never hear these types of stories, so I'm excited to learn the dynamics of this relationship. Hopefully, all our listeners will walk away inspired and with a fresh perspective of the people who make affordable, reliable power possible for its customers. I'm your host, Jason Price of West Monroe, coming to you from New York City. I'm joined once again by the podcast producer and Energy Central's community manager, Matt Chester. Matt, our guests today are dialing in from Florida, just like you. How's life treating you in the Sunshine State?
Jason, it's certainly heating up, but I'll say there's lots of comfort in knowing we have people like our guests today to keep the grid humming.
Absolutely. Well, the story we're going to hear today is one that requires perspectives from both sides. So we're grateful to welcome guests from each of those vantage points to the podcast. On one side, we have the Electric Utility Department at the city of Bushnell, Florida. Bushnell is a small city in central Florida with a population of less than 5,000, and the city has nearly 1,800 electric customers. Bushnell is one of Florida's 33 municipal electric utilities to go along with the state's 17 electric cooperatives. With such a small coverage area and a small team, having resources and expertise in different areas can be a challenge for the city like Bushnell. Enter into the equation the other side, Florida Municipal Power Agency, or FMPA. FMPA is a wholesale power agency that is owned by 31 municipal electric utilities across the state, Bushnell being one of them, and serves as a central hub to empower and assist its member utilities. Driven to ensure the customers across these utilities are afforded with low-cost, reliable, and clean energy, FMPA is a resource to Bushnell and others. Specifically for this story, FMPA aided Bushnell to expand the city's electric customers by a whopping 50%, from 1,100 to nearly 1,800 customers, increasing the customer base that dramatically allowed the city to then enhance its already reliable power systems and provide affordable power to its customers. In light of Customer Care Month at Energy Central, we're eager to dive into how this partnership and collaboration benefited the end customer. And for that, thankfully, we have guests from both Bushnell and FMPA. But before we introduce them, let's give a shout out to the sponsors of this podcast who made this episode possible. To West Monroe. West Monroe works with the nation's largest electric, gas, and water utilities in their telecommunication, grid modernization, and digital and workforce transformations. West Monroe brings a multidisciplinary team that blends utility operations and technology expertise to address modernizing aging infrastructure, advisory on transportation electrification, ADMS deployments, and DER and cybersecurity. To ESRI. ESRI, an international supplier of geographic information, GIS software, WebGIS, and geodatabase management applications. To Anterix. Anterix focuses on delivering transformative broadband that enables the modernization of critical infrastructure for the energy, transportation, logistics, and other sectors of our economy. And to Scott Madden. Scott Madden, a management consulting firm serving clients across the energy utility ecosystem. Areas of focus include transmission and distribution, the grid edge, generation, energy markets, rates and regulations, corporate sustainability, and corporate services. The firm helps clients develop and implement strategies, improve critical operations, reorganize department and entire companies, and implement myriad initiatives. Now let's introduce our guests so we can learn more about FMPA and dive into this successful project. First, we have Jody Young, City Manager and Finance Director for the City of Bushnell. Jody, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason. I'm glad to be here.
And from the FMPA side, we're thrilled to introduce Jody Finkley. Jody is the General Counsel and Chief Legal Officer at Florida Municipal Power Agency, where he brings his subject matter expertise on all aspects of municipal electric utility law, which have no doubt proven essential over the course of the two decades he's been at FMPA. Jody, happy to have you on the podcast as well.
Thank you, Jason. Happy to be here.
So, with two guests on such a rich topic, let's dig in. Jody Young, perhaps I can start with you. Our listeners come from utilities across the country, both large and small. But no doubt you and your colleagues at the City of Bushnell represent one of the smaller teams and service areas. Paint the picture for us. Tell us about Bushnell and what are the unique situations and challenges associated with being a small utility?
Sure. I just wanted to say that the city as a whole is a small city. We have approximately 3,500 residents, but we only have 32 employees. However, we provide all of the same services that a larger city would offer. We have water, sewer, garbage, electric, multiple city parks, streets and right-of-way maintenance, building permitting and inspections, and a variety of other tasks that we handle here at the city. With limited staff, many of us wear a variety of hats, and we all try to work together to provide the best possible service to our residents and our customers. From the electric utility standpoint, we only have a department of five. We have four journeyman linemen and one apprentice lineman. And for the day-to-day, the electric department handles all electric service orders. They complete locate tickets for location of city utilities through Sunshine 811. They read utility meters for both electric and water. And they install basic new electric service connections and even some smaller system improvements. Two of our electric linemen also have water distribution licenses and assist the water and sewer department when needed. So as you can see, the city's employees actually manage a lot of other responsibilities that aren't just restricted to their own department.
And share with us your role specifically. Describe for us your day-to-day to help the audience understand and even appreciate the people who work at the municipal electric utilities.
Okay, my role is very diverse. Beside being the city manager, I'm also the finance director. I often assist our deputy finance director with the annual budget and our external comprehensive annual financial report, which is basically our audit report. I attend meetings with developers regarding potential new economic development projects in the city. I also meet with the city engineers on various city projects. I serve on our city's regular employee pension plan board, as well as various board positions and committees at FMPA. I communicate with my department heads and the city council regularly so that I'm aware of anything going on within the city. I've often found myself stepping into other roles whenever we have lost a key employee in order to fill the gap until we hire a replacement for that particular position. As you can probably imagine, my days go pretty fast.
Indeed it does. Now, as you listen to that, Jody Finkley, FMPA has a unique business model. Most people don't understand the role of a wholesale power provider. Can you share with us FMPA's mission and how that helps your members and their customers?
Yeah, Jason, you know, FMPA's role is really to make our member electric utilities successful at home. FMPA provides and has the primary purpose of providing low cost, reliable, and clean energy to our members. But we do that because our members have chosen to have municipal electric utilities to improve their community standing, improve their quality of life in their communities. So our success at FMPA in providing support to our members, providing that low cost, reliable, and clean energy, and all of the other services that FMPA provides, enables our members to be more successful in their communities, improve the quality of life in the community, in their communities, and really serve their end customers. For example, FMPA over the last year or so has endeavored into the Florida Municipal Solar Project, 375 megawatts of solar energy in 16 cities. But the reason we did that is because we surveyed our customers in those cities. So from the basis of what the customers themselves wanted, low-cost clean energy, we were able to put together a project to provide 16 cities with those demographics where they had customers, a significant number of customers who wanted that type of product, with exactly that type of product. And that's where FMPA really excels, enabling our members to be successful at home.
Fantastic. And we had your CEO, Jacob Williams, on a previous episode of the podcast where he explained some of the efforts of FMPA. Can we do a deep dive and talk about, other than being a power provider, what other services does FMPA offer to help its members, and why is that important?
Yeah, as I said, we're here to facilitate our members being successful, and we have an array of services that enable our members to do that. I'll list just a few of them, and I'm sure, even though it's a long list, I'll probably leave a few out. We do joint purchasing for cities like Bushnell and other cities who don't have enough economies of scale, don't buy enough pieces of equipment at a time. We combine their needs and we purchase things jointly for a number of cities at a single time, try to get lower prices and better terms on those purchases. We provide operations and reliability support and distribution operations, support for reliability improvements on the distribution grid, substation maintenance and substation oversight, a variety of things in that vein. We provide grant writing support, legal support, presenting our cities in front of the legislature and in court before governing bodies, county commissions, on a whole variety of matters. Financial assistance. We provide assistance in getting cities' comprehensive financial annual financial report, their CAFR, completed, or getting their books audited, or we even have a team that can parachute in and assist with a city who is shorthanded on finance staff and just needs help getting the books taken care of on a monthly or a quarterly basis. We provide rate support, both retail rates, wholesale power cost adjustment rate, the provision of new rates, the adjustment of rates, and even some rate studies. We provide regulatory compliance support. Not all of our cities are large enough to have the joy of being regulated by NERC for mandatory reliability standards, but for those that do, we provide support in meeting their NERC reliability requirements. We participate in peer reviews. We conduct mock audits, and we advocate for them at the NERC and FERC level when it comes to changes in those standards. We assist with distribution engineering. We have a distribution engineering team at FMPA that assists with distribution engineering needs. We provide training services to our members and really an array of IT and cybersecurity services as well. We have phishing campaigns we run for our members to help their staffs become more alert to the dangers of email phishing. We have cybersecurity assessments and other cybersecurity and IT services that we provide. So we really take the folks at FMPA who have a day job at FMPA, and we leverage them. We magnify them by us working together with our cities so that they can provide those same types of services, but they can do it outside of the FMPA buildings, down into or in the hometowns of our member cities across the state of Florida to really have our cities be more successful at home.
Let's pivot to the topic of customer care. In your daily dealings with customers at Bushnell, what are the typical pain points and how is FMPA assisting in those areas?
For the most part, I don't think we have a lot of pain points when it comes to customer care. However, the public relations team at FMPA has definitely assisted us in the creation of communications that we want to distribute to our customers. They've also helped us develop some social media articles and information to distribute to customers, articles that we put on our website and social media blasts on our Facebook page. They really helped us communicate information that needs to be distributed to our customers, and we appreciate their input from the PR team. The financial planning team consulted with us on budgeting. They helped us with our rate forecasting and setting. We just wanted to ensure that our rates are reasonable while still covering our operating and debt costs. And there's a science to that. And some of that analysis goes above what our finance team is capable of here. So we really appreciated the finance team at FMPA that did a deeper dive into helping us forecast our rates and where they need to be and where we need to set them in order to be able to recover costs. But we also want to make sure our customers are receiving reliable electricity at a competitive rate. Our customer service team is small, but they're very hands-on. We work with our customers individually throughout the pandemic in order to keep their lights on. But we also recognize the unique circumstances of job interruption, job loss, which affected our customers' ability to pay their bills in full and on time. We waived penalties and late fees for several months, as well as worked to develop payment plans for our utility customers. I'm proud to say that there were very few, if any, customers that ended up leaving the city with a bad debt. And I really truly believe the personal attention that we provide to our customers, our community was able to navigate the pandemic very well. And some of the things that we implemented during the pandemic were recommended to us by FMPA as a way to help us manage the pain points that we might feel with our customers. And we definitely want to put them first. And our motto here is committed to the quality of life. So that is definitely one thing that, you know, we believe in, and we put first and foremost, our customers and our residents mean everything, and their happiness with the city as a whole and their satisfaction with us is most important. So we really focus on customer care and the individual attention that we can provide to all of our customers.
And Jason, from a customer care perspective, I want to say that I think that this is something that any wholesale power provider can do. Every wholesale power provider has got accounting folks and legal folks and engineering folks, lots of engineering folks. And these services can be a great complement to the wholesale power you sell. That's a commodity, but the services build relationships, and relationships are something that builds revenue and that provides an opportunity to truly make a difference for customers.
Absolutely. It's a premium to being a member. In the introduction, I referenced how Bushnell grew its electric customer base by 50%. Now let's talk about the situation that led to this. What was the background there? How long was the process? And how did you make this project a success?
Oh boy. This had been a project that was ongoing for at least 10 to 15 years. It was even in the works before I started working here, and I've been here 13 years. We had a 30-year franchise agreement with a neighboring cooperative that expired in 2012. In that franchise agreement was a clause that provided Bushnell with the option to purchase the territory and the customers associated with it that are located in the city limits of Bushnell. Bushnell elected to exercise that option, and we began the process of territorial negotiations with the co-op. Both parties decided that an outside arbitration panel would be the best help in navigating these negotiations and allow for a fair price to be set for the purchase. In 2017, a final arbitration award was issued, and Bushnell decided to move forward with the electric territory purchase and our expansion. The next 3 years were very stressful and consisted of a lot of planning. And we purchased several new electric vehicles and equipment, several bucket trucks, all kinds of equipment that we needed that we didn't have in order to take this project on. We undertook the design, the construction, and the build out of our own system to integrate with the customers and infrastructure that we acquired from the co-op. We had to acquire over 100 utility easements from the co-op customers in order to serve them with Bushnell Electric. And that was definitely not an easy feat. And we did that all in-house without the help of an outside agency or a lawyer or anybody to help us with that. We basically went door to door and talked to the customers and got them to sign utility easement agreements. And it was a lot of hours and a lot of time spent trying to acquire those. We issued two separate loan financings. And here again, this is where the help of FMPA came in. We issued initially an interim short-term bank loan, and that just helped us finance our own construction costs that we were going to be absorbing to do the build out on our side. But then we went ahead and issued a permanent loan that FMPA helped us navigate, and that was part of a pooled loan program that FMPA offers to their members. We were grateful that the FMPA Executive Committee made a major contribution to Bushnell by approving an economic development incentive rate. This actually offered us a discounted rate on power sales generated by the new electric customers acquired during the electric expansion. We had to send out new customer letters and applications to the approximately 650 new customers being acquired from the co-op. And we also received assistance from FMPA public relations team on this effort. From an administrative standpoint, we had to set up new utility accounts for approximately 200 of those 650 customers, with the rest of the customers already having at least one other city utility at their location. We had to coordinate the execution of the actual cutover, which is basically cutting over all of the new customers that we were receiving from the co-op's electric distribution system and bringing them onto the Bushnell system. FMPA also assisted us with that coordination through a mutual aid effort, as Bushnell wouldn't have been able to have the manpower to do this in 8 days. The public power assistance came from as far away as Tallahassee and Fort Pierce to our neighboring communities of Ocala, Gainesville, Leesburg, Kissimmee, Lakeland, and Mount Dora. We were so grateful for all of the assistance they provided us. We definitely could not have done it without them, and it made the whole effort and the whole project just end on a very high note for us. I've often used the word seamlessly just to describe just how well the actual cutover of the new customers went. And it actually did. In those 8 days, I think we only had 2 transformers that didn't cut over, and everything else went seamlessly.
Thanks. That was a fantastic response and great to hear that was such a success. So tell us, once FMPA was able to help you nearly double your customer base, what possibilities did that really unlock?
Okay, Jason, well, from a financial standpoint, acquiring new customers and expanding our customer base really allowed us to offer even more competitive rates than we offered previously. We realized a greater economy of scale with the additional load that's being generated, which also helped to lower our load factor with FMPA. This helps keep the cost of our purchase power from FMPA down. Being able to utilize the economic development rate that was offered to us from FMPA has also allowed us to pass a cost savings along to not only our newly acquired electric customers, but to all of our prior electric customers as well. So we basically lowered our rates and everybody realized the savings, which I'm really proud of that. Historically, the electrical fund has also helped to offset expenses in our general fund by way of an interfund transfer of several $100,000 a year. This transfer subsidizes the general fund and it allows us the ability to not have to pass along a property tax increase on our residents in order to generate enough revenues in our general fund to pay for improvements to our parks and streets. We were also able to complete a significant amount of new street paving projects, as well as continual improvements to our 4 city parks. And I foresee the electric fund being able to continue this trend for many years to come. And the expansion of our electric system and customer base is just another way that we're accomplishing this goal. So in reality, our electric fund does a lot more than just fund the electric operating expenses. It's able to offset revenues in the general fund, and it's sustainability in the general fund. It just allows us to, we haven't had a property tax increase in Bushnell in 15 years. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the city that we're continually looking for ways to increase revenues in the general fund and keep the costs low for our citizens. Bushnell is a very, very rural area, and anything that we can do to keep the costs down for our residents and our customers is something that we're actively pursuing here.
Let's pull Jody Finkley back into the conversation regarding their perspective, FMPA's role on this customer expansion project. Who were the key players? What services do you offer? And what were the outcomes?
Yeah, I think that Jody Young has touched on quite a bit of this, but for a bit of perspective, I actually started working on this project in 2007. Jody referenced the territorial or franchise agreements. And so we actually started meeting with the city manager and the city staff at that time, those many years ago, to evaluate the legal possibilities and to assist with strategic planning to see if this project could become a reality. Being a rural city with a neighboring utility that in essence surrounds the city, it's a big challenge to take on a task like this, and it requires a lot of forward thinking and a lot of strategic considerations to be made so that you're playing your chess game 3 or 4 moves ahead. We provided legal support through the project approval process, which included the city council process, and provided some political support as well, and not political support in the sense of winning campaigns, but political support in the idea of providing reliable, accurate, and lots of good information for the citizens of the city of Bushnell, their customers, and the newer customers that were going to be acquired if the entire project were completed. The project support, once it was approved, as Jody Young mentioned, was critical from the FMPA Executive Committee in this economic development rate. And what that really did was it said, look, if Bushnell or any city, for that matter, any of our municipal electric utilities, if they provide a big new load, then that's going to increase overall revenues for the FMPA power supply project. Why don't we share those revenues with that city? Because that city is going to have to invest in as in Bushnell's case, take a long time and a lot of effort and a lot of dollars to make that happen. Let's return something on that investment. So if Bushnell brings in this big new load and it means X numbers of new dollars for FMPA, let's not just pass all the cost savings that those X new dollars bring to FMPA to all the participants, but let's share that directly with the city of Bushnell so that the city of Bushnell can provide a direct cost savings to its customers. And as Jody said, not only to its new customers, but to also to its existing customers. And that was an action by FMPA's executive committee that had never been taken before. And again, it can be done by any wholesale utility. And then when it came to project execution, I couldn't cover this any better than Jody Young did, but through mutual aid, through project management assistance, through rate assistance for retail rates and the new net metering rates and all that went on with that, through the distribution engineering assistance, there was a hand in the Bushnell project from every aspect of the FMPA staff perspective. And I think that really the way to say it is the outcome of the Bushnell project was exactly what I mentioned at the outset, the mission of FMPA was, which is to make our cities or to enable our cities, to facilitate our cities being as successful as they can be at home. And in this sense, I really think that FMPA and Bushnell were hand in glove in achieving that success. Achieving that success was not the acquisition of something. Achieving that success was not a bunch of new poles and wires. Achieving that success was achieving a successful outcome for the customers and the citizens of the city of Bushnell, improving their quality of life, improving their city, and using that municipal electric utility as a way to accomplish that.
Fantastic. Well, I'm confident our audience will appreciate the lessons learned here, and I've certainly been walking away with a deep appreciation and value of the relationship between the wholesale power agency and a municipal utility. Knowing the customers are always being put first is powerful, and it sounds like Bushnell and FMPA really are a dynamic duo in that regard. Jody Finkley and Jody Young, thank you once again for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
You can always reach Jody Finkley and Jody Young through the Energy Central platform, where they welcome your questions and comments. Once again, I'm your host, Jason Price. Plug in and stay fully charged in the discussion by hopping into the community, energycentral.com, and see you next time at the Energy Central Power Perspectives Podcast.